Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we have our first guest in, do we not?
We do. We have the lovely, talented Ella Gregory.
Good afternoon, Ella.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in.
It's all right, thank
now,
you.
Now, you're a dancer.
Yes.
And you're studying dancing and choreography?
Yes, I am.
And where are you doing that?
So I dance at Nicky Cross School of Dance.
Ooh.
In where, Newport.
Oh, in Newport, is that?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Newport?
Pyle Street, like right in the middle of Newport.
Oh, right.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And but that's not your only education, you're still at school as well.
So yeah, I'm at the Island Free School at the moment, and I've got my GCSEs this year.
So. Oh, right. So you've got a lot to do.
Yep, big year at the moment.
So what, you're 15, is it?
Yes, right? I am.
Okay. Now, you were really kind enough and generous enough to do the dance routine at our fundraising night a few weeks ago, which was incredibly successful. But that was something you choreographed yourself.
Yeah, I did it myself with some friends. Mm-hmm. So, a good experience.
Yeah, it was really good. We were very impressed. I know you roped your mum into some bits of it as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what dancing do you study? What types of dance?
I currently do ballet, tap and run. Mm-hmm. At my dance school, but I also like to do my own dances, so dance festival, do some stuff in that, and then I also do lots of shows, different theatre groups on the island.
Oh, yeah, you like pantomimes as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I've seen you performing in pantomimes, as a dancer, I mean.
Yeah.
That's excellent stuff. So when you're doing something, where does it come from? Do you hear the music and think, I know what we can do to that? Or do you think of the movements first and try to find some music to fit it?
Well, I try and find music first, and then I start experimenting with different ideas. So I usually like to listen to the music and try doing different steps whilst I'm listening, just making it up as I go along till I find something I like.
And then you've got to convince everyone else in your troupe to do the same thing.
Then I try it out with whoever I'm doing it with, and then if it doesn't work, we change it, or sometimes it can work really well, sometimes not so much.
So do you take, suggestions from other members of the team? Or?
Yeah, definitely, because everyone has different strengths, and some people have some tricks they like doing, which I always try to incorporate into it, or some people might be like, oh, I'm not keen on that, so we try and change it, or just experiment with it, really.
So when you hear music, do you start to move?
Yes. Whenever you hear music, you're like, oh, this would be good for this and that.
At home, then, if someone's playing something, you're moving and...
Yeah, always dancing around.
It doesn't look very good on the radio. No, you're moving in your chair.
No, well, I can't do it. I would not hope to compete with that at all. So how long have you been doing this sort of dance thing? Have you been interested since you were very young?
Yeah, so I've been dancing since about the age of 3.
Ooh.
Mm.
So, yeah, dancing my whole life pretty much, and mum danced, so...
Yes, yes.
Kind of from her, I guess.
You could tell that.
Yeah, you could tell that, yes.
From her routine, she was doing.
Yeah, she was in it as well.
Yeah, it was very, very good. We did enjoy it, but both the routines you did, because you did 2 sessions.
Yeah.
And so you do that. See, the Isle of Wight Dance Festival, what's that? Is that a special event at some point?
Yeah, so it happens every year. So the island, they do dance, music and drama festival. So there's loads of different categories. You get people from all over the island, and even the mainland, you have some girls come over from there. And it's just a good experience. You get adjudicated, so you get different grades and stuff, and you get trophies and medals if you win and stuff.
Have you got
so it's
a
quite
few?
Fun. I do have a few, yeah.
Have you got your own display cabinet?
Well, I think I should probably make one, I do have lots of.
It.
Yeah, I have all my certificates together.
All right.
But it's just a good experience, I guess.
Good. And it's quite good physical exercise, isn't it, as well, dancing?
Yep, definitely.
It keeps
you
fit and mobile. That's the sort of thing we need to see young people do, not sitting in front of computer screens. And but you have to do that bit for your other schoolwork, of course, don't you?
Yeah, lots of work to do, lots of revision and stuff.
And which is your favourite type of dance? Your very, very, very favourite?
I would probably have to say ballet. I do like my ballet or like lyrical, that kind of style.
And what's lyrical?
So like more slow movements. It's a mixture of ballet and modern.
Oh, right.
So,
Do you do interpretive dance? Is that not one of the things you do? Is that that's a more specialist area?
Yeah, not really. It's not. I usually do kind of. So I have my ballet which kind of stick with that. Then I have my modern and my taps.
So okay, so you...
But I do like to experiment with different kind of styles and different ideas with music and
So where do you go from once you've finished school at some point? Are you heading into the entertainment business in some way?
Yeah, so after my GCSEs, I'm looking at going to college. I want to study dance along with some A-levels to keep that side of stuff.
Very wise.
And then I want to go into either dance education, so teaching dance.
Yes.
Which, obviously, I like choreographing, so going into that kind of industry.
Excellent. Excellent stuff.
Fabulous, isn't
it? Fantastic.
So your costumes, where do they appear from? As if by magic.
So my mum helps a lot.
She makes
lots of my costumes.
Does she?
Yep, from loads of different things. She makes some from scratch. Some we have leotards and just add stuff to it.
Yeah.
Make it a bit more colourful and add some diamante and stuff, some sparkle.
Oh, must have your sparkle. Always.
Yep. And then other ones, we just buy them, or, I don't know, mum can do some great stuff.
Can she?
We're a sewing machine.
Must drive you around to everything as well, no doubt. Yes.
Yeah, dropping me off everywhere, doing hair, makeup, costumes.
So mum is the taxi.
Yeah,
she's the hairdresser, she's the makeup artist, she does all your costumes.
She's also a dancer herself.
She dances herself, she cooks your food, she takes you backwards and forwards to school.
Yep.
What's she doing in her spare time?
Nothing.
She goes to work.
So. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. You listen to Vetis Radio FM 104.6 with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've still got Ella Gregory, our very talented dancer choreographer.
She is very talented.
Now, you are finishing school this summer and you're going to head off to a college somewhere. We haven't quite sorted out which one yet.
Not decided yet.
But you're definitely going to continue dancing.
Yep.
It's your destiny, isn't it, to dance, I believe. It's excellent stuff.
And she does it so well.
And thank you. I'm impressed with anybody who can construct a dance routine out of thin air. And you were just saying whilst we were in the break there that for our fundraiser, you just asked your friends if they fancied having a go, and they all did.
Yeah, they were quite easy to talk to. They all love dancing as well. So just asked them, was like, I want to put a group together for this. And they were all like, yeah, they were well up for it.
That's good.
We might come back to you again.
Luckily.
They all did brilliant.
Very good. So if people want to get into dance, they can contact your group via us. Oh, I'll come up with some ideas.
So Nikki Cross, she's really nice, very nice teacher. She's got a Facebook page, all of that kind of stuff.
So she's a dance school, is she?
Yeah, she's a dance school. So.
Okay, and that's in Newport?
Yep.
Does she hold, is it sort of all the time, or just weekends she holds lessons?
No, it's during the week. So.
And she'll take anybody or go
Yeah,
have a
all different ages.
Right.
If you're a beginner, come and have a go, join in, and then, all different levels of dance.
That's good stuff, isn't it? So if you wanted to have some friends to build another little troupe, for instance, and there were people who wanted to come and join you, could they contact you via the radio station here?
Yeah,
we could pass
fine.
On their details?
Yep.
I hope we can do that. You just drop us an email to studio@vectisradio.fm and we'll pass the details on to Ella.
Yeah.
And she will put you through your paces. I have absolutely
she
no
will.
Doubt.
Yeah, get something together.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we may well be doing another fundraiser next
That'd
year.
Be
we'll
great.
See how it goes. And if you will be well, we'd be very happy to invite you back again because you did a wonderful job.
Didn't
for
she?
Us.
Of course,
so we'll come along.
Let's have more.
There's
young
her poor mum now. So more costumes.
Let's have more young people doing stuff rather
doing
than
stuff,
watching computer screens. I'm so pleased to see it, and well done. Thank you very much for all your help.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you again soon, I have no doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
Because your dad's doing the quiz night questions for us, so
yes, he
may
is.
Well be along to that. We don't know. We shall see. But good luck with the GCSEs.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And keep us in touch with what you're getting up to, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.